I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice Series. The Gemara in today's Daf, Erev and Daf and Dalar, the Gemara in Amud Beis, discusses the process in which Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael the Torah. He first taught it to Aaron, then to his children, then to the Skenim, and then only later to all of the Jews. And the Gemara describes that because of this process, Aaron heard it four times, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was able to leave. But the Gemara also discusses exactly where everyone sat. It's a little bit of a musical chairs. Where did everyone sit during this process? We also have, in a sense, a reenactment of the giving of the Torah. We have that with Kriyas HaTorah, Mondays, Thursdays, Shabbos, Yom Tov. And there as well, there's very specific guidance about what's the structure. How's it supposed to be? Where is everyone supposed to be when there's laning? But I think there may be a little bit some confusion about that. Well, obviously, there's always machlokas. There's always going to be machlokas, but I think there's also a little bit of confusion. Because many people assume that you have the gabai standing on one side of the bima, then you have the bakore, the person who's getting the aliyah, and then many times we search for someone else to stand at the other side of the bima, to have like a gabai sheni, someone else sometimes, the chazan standing at the other side of the bima. So you have four people total standing around the bima. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in our Chaim Simin Kuf Mem Alef Sif Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Shliach Tzibur rotzu levarich la'atzmo." If the Shliach Tzibur, if the Bakori wants to get the Aliyah for himself, then Tzarech Shiamur Achra Etzlo. You have to make sure someone else is standing there as well. Why? Kishik Shem Shenitzin Torah Al Yisirsur. Just like the Torah was given from Hakadosh Baruch Hu to the Jews through a middleman, Kachanu Tzrichim Linhog Ba Al Yisirsur. Also, when we have the, in a sense, reenactment of the Mesiras HaTorah, the Nesinas HaTorah, through laning, you should have a sir, so you should have as if you have a middleman. And therefore, you should have someone else standing there on the side, in a sense, being in a place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the chazan, the balkore, the shliach tzibur, he's going to be the one who's going to be instead of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch is really telling us that you're supposed to have at least two people there. Or a minimum of two people, not four people. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Levush, and that seems to be more of a widespread minug, that you should have three people. One, the gabai, again, representing, in a sense, being in the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have the balkore, the person who's laning is in place of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then you have the Olah LaTorah, a third person representing Klal Yisrael, the recipient of the Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes another explanation that you should have three people corresponding to the Avos, the three Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But we don't find anywhere that you're supposed to have four. There's no real source that you're supposed to have four people standing at the bima. And I heard from one of my rabbeim, I didn't hear from him directly, but I heard in his name in which he pointed out that although there is no source, perhaps since it's such a widespread assumption people have for Kavod HaTorah to have another person standing there, so it's recommended, based on this organic evolution of a minhag, to have four people there. Kavod HaTorah may demand that you should have that fourth person there. But there's another dimension of unclarity, and that is the structure. Who's supposed to be standing where? So the common practice is that you have the Olah LaTorah standing to the right of the Balkore, but where's the Gabai supposed to stand? Is he supposed to stand next to the Olah LaTorah, or is he supposed to stand next to the Balkore? And to that as well, there are different minhagim in different places at different practices. There's earlier sources, the Kaf HaChaim says one way, the Aruch HaShulchan says the other way. Now, every community should follow the way of their practice.